Mother Teresa has always been a hero of mine. I just consider her one of the all-time world-class askers. Not only has she asked people to contribute to her and raised money for people in Calcutta, she stopped wars for a whole day while they let her go out into the field and gather up children. I mean, the woman is extraordinary. One of the stories that just illustrates this better than anything happened in December after addressing the United Nations. Mother Teresa went to visit a maximum security prison in upstate New York, and while she was inside, she spoke with four inmates who had AIDS. And she knew at once that these were the lepers of today. When she got back to New York City on the Monday before Christmas, she went straight to City Hall to see Mayor Edward Koch. She asked the mayor if he would telephone the governor, Mario Cuomo. "Governor," she said after Koch handed her the phone, "I'm just back from Sing Sing, and four prisoners there have AIDS. I'd like to open up an AIDS center. Would you mind releasing those four prisoners to me? I'd like them to be the first four in my AIDS center." "Well, Mother," Cuomo said, "we have 43 cases of AIDS in a state prison. I'll tell you what, I'll release all 43 to you." "Okay," she said, "but I'd like to just start with four. Now let me tell you about the building I have in mind. Would you like to pay for it?" "Okay," Cuomo agreed, bowled over by this woman's intensity. Then Mother Teresa turned to Mayor Koch and she said to him, "Today is Monday. I'd like to open the center on Wednesday. We're going to need some permits cleared. Could you please arrange those?" Koch just looked at this tiny woman standing in his office and shook his head back and forth. "As long as you don't make me wash the floors," the mayor said. Now, isn't it amazing? Here's a woman with one phone call, gets people out of prison, gets a building paid for by the state, gets the mayor to commit to all the permits being done within 2 days. She's an amazing asker because she's used all the principles we've been teaching you in this program. She came from her heart. She asked with passion. She started from a ground of being that assumed she was going to get the answer. And very cleverly, she put people in front of each other and asked in front of someone that if they said no, was going to make them look bad in front of the other person. A wonderful demonstration of brilliant asking at its best.
Another world-class asker is Ron Chapman. Ron asked for $20 and got $244,240. On March 31st, 1988, Ron Chapman went on the air at 6 a.m. as usual. As the most prominent disc jockey in Dallas, he spends 4 hours each morning giving cheer and encouragement to his loyal listeners as they head out to face another day. "For 20 years, I've depended on him to keep them laughing when their life was no fun, to make them feel good about themselves when they feel insecure, and to help them feel good about themselves when they're stalled in rush hour traffic. He gets them to dare to dream. In return, they've been faithful. They turn up when he gave out bananas from the drive-through window of a bank. They filled the Cotton Bowl to be extras for the movie Semi-Tough. And they came out by the thousands at the crack of dawn to hear the Dallas Wind Symphony play at a Labor Day surprise party he sponsored." Ron Chapman's fans don't dare miss a morning of KVIL for fear they'll miss a chance of a lifetime. They never know what he'll come up with next. A new car a year for life? A weekend trip to London? Or a camel race in Egypt? March 31st was different. Ron asked something of his listeners. "Send me $20. That's all I want. No promises, no explanations, nothing in return." He knew some of them would do it, but even he was amazed when the next morning 4,000 checks arrived in the mail and another 5,000 came in on Monday. And then he went on the air Monday afternoon and said, "That's enough, don't send any more. We don't even know what we're going to do with all this money." In spite of his announcement, people kept sending money. Some slipped checks under the door at night and begged the janitor to take the money in after hours. There's a stampede to give away $20 for no reason at all. No worthy cause, no feeding of orphans, no relief of earthquake victims. But in their hearts, the donors all knew that if Ron Chapman asked for the money, they wanted to be part of whatever he had up his sleeve. They didn't want to miss out. They listened each morning as Ron counted up the money, and 12,156 checks amounting to more than $240,000, almost $250,000, not bad for 3 days' work. It was like a deadline time at the IRS. Newspapers picked up the story, and some asked, "Is this legal?" One listener called the Federal Communications Commission in Washington and talked to the Supervisor of Investigations in the Mass Media Division. as long as they don't make any promises or say they'll spend the money one way and then spend it on something else, there's nothing that seems to be fraudulent about that. There's nothing wrong with saying, send us your money. In fact, after he thought about it for a while, the investigator added, that's unbelievable. I may have to move to Dallas. Newspapers and radio stations from all over the country began to call and ask questions. Where did you get the idea? How did you dare ask for the money for no good cause? Ron explained that he had been at a staffing meeting with the new owners of the radio station and told them how successful his contests and promotions have been in the past. We get better response to those than anyone in the business. I even believe KVIL were to go on the air and say, send us $20, people would do it. The group laughed at this possibility, and that was all Ron needed to hear. That challenged him to try it. I'll show him, he said to himself. He spent no time planning what to do with the money and spent no money on the promotion. I thought maybe I'd mail them back checks with $2 interest and a T-shirt, he said. But that was before I saw the response. You can have fun on the air for weeks deciding what to do with the money. And they did have fun, taking in suggestions ranging from building a museum for Lawrence Welk in South Dakota to sending a Dallas group of cheerleaders to a contest in Australia. Headlines all over the country captions, KVIL DJ gets big bucks after appeal to listeners. DJ leaves listeners red-faced and in the red. Star sent a photographer who had Chapman lie on the floor covered in checks with his head peering out from piles of money. People published this picture holding handfuls of checks and with more heaped on the desk behind him. Their headline stated, ask and ye shall receive. Believe Dallas DJ Ron Chapman, which is how he made $244,240. They went on to say, without so much as hinting at salvation, suicide, or last days, Ron Chapman, a DJ in Dallas radio station KVIL, triggered a flood of donation from his audiophilic flock. On March 31st, as a whimsical test of this medium's power, he made a simple on-air request. Go to your checkbooks. Write a check payable to KVIL. Fun and games. Make it the amount of $20 and mail it to this address. That's all he said. But KVIL won't keep the loot. Instead, it will be donated to charities and civic projects. We've done some crazy things, says Chapman, but this is the biggest. Interviewers asked, do people want their money back? Is anyone angry? Nobody is angry, Chapman said. As the ratings of KVIL were climbing by the minute, competitors stood in amazement. How could a promotion that cost nothing produce so much publicity? If it was planned as a promotion, it shows signs of genius, said the station manager of a rival station. I asked myself, would I send somebody $20 just because they asked for it? It's unfathomable. In all my years of broadcasting, I've never seen anything like it. Newspapers and magazines as different as a Baptist Journal and USA Today wrote lead articles about the incident. Tom Brokaw on NBC and Peter Jennings on ABC interviewed Ron Chapman on their news programs, and Entertainment Tonight made him a special feature. Newsweek did a column on him. Papers in Australia, New Zealand, Great Britain, Germany told the tale of a disc jockey who tuned in to $240,000 for no reason, no strings attached.